You did, oh, you changed to A.
What do you want?
I was gonna do Wilson's head rounding up the airlines in D. Take a little test run on this one.
Okay.
People will forget things, drop stuff, you
Thank you.
Hell Among the Yearlings.
Mississippi Song, play that?
No. That's more or less rock. Some years ago.
With anybody in particular?
My daddy.
Go ahead. Felt like it. The other ones weren't clicking like that one was.
Glenn, where were you born?
Woodlawn, Virginia, just out of Galax.
Woodlawn.
Mm-hmm.
What year?
1923, April 11th.
There, Woodlawn?
Yeah, I left Virginia in 54.
Was some of your people in the sawmill business too, the lumber business?
No, they all too smart for that, except me. Well, last time I was in it, I had to hitchhike out. Yeah.
Was there any people around your area there? Did you ever, anybody in your family or anything ever play these dulcimers?
Play the dulcimer?
Yeah.
Not to know of. And I never seen one of them until I got started going to art and craft fair and things. I never seen one back there. Mm-hmm. See an auto harp occasionally. But when I first started, it was mainly the fiddle and banjo and the guitar. Then it got sticking the mandolins in, and now they got wash tubs and everything to play. What are you gonna do, Dwight? Before I get started coughing till I can't set up. Thank you. shoulders is beginning to hurt. Mm. Hard to keep your mind on your business. Huh? Do what, Jerry?
It's like Maggie told me and Ron went up there and played some tunes. Boy, is that the best music ever I've heard in a long time.
You better had all you can do.
Getting close to it.
Let's knock that Richmond out.
That on there.
Can't keep my mouth shut. You grab up the fiddles and stand there and play them for half of that time. I noticed. Didn't happen with you. You tried to, didn't listen, didn't pick up the machine. Well, here I come with you. Slept the machine to get in there. I don't know what shoes I told her. But peacock rag, Richmond, all kinds of stuff like that.
Here, sit down in that chair and I'll hit the ball.
Bang up job, you boys. Children.
Thank you.
awesome sound.
You know what? We had a meeting in here while you were in the kitchen.
What did you decide on?
What the name was going to be.
What?
Sorry Biscuits. That's what we're going to call it.
Sorry Biscuits.
Worst biscuits in the South. Charlie Higgins. Here's one I learned from Uncle Charlie Higgins at Galax, Virginia. Blackberry Blossom. Thank you. a good take on that.
Yep.
What do you think, sir?
Well, I think that's a keeper.
What we got left on that reel, Larry?
We got enough for 1 to 2 more.
You know, 1 to 2 more?
1 to 2 more.
1 to 2 more. That's about all I can. More. That's about all I can take. My shoulders is killing me.
1 more, and my fingers are about half.
Eddie is rough. I see them.
Either one of you know an old tune, The Cat Come Back?
Yeah, it's a good tune.
Yeah, Troubles of His Own, that one.
The song. I don't know what this one you know. We'll take a little test run on it. Try to get a pretty good one on it and get some stuff that you don't hear every day.
Thank you.
one of them damn tunes you can't find no way to end it.
Guitar sounded good on that.
Oh, well.
Where'd you get
well,
that?
Well, I mean, it's just different tunes. It does sound
Tommy
good.
Tommy Jackson.
You know who else does
you
that?
Just clawing the life
Gary
out.
Harrison. Is that right?
He does it as a song. He,
who?
Ever, Gary Harrison from Southern Illinois. Ever hear the words to that at all?
To what?
The words?
There is words to it.
Well,
I
know the cat came back as a song.
Different way. A different way.
Lee Moore had troubles of his own. He had an old cat and he wouldn't leave home. That one? Did everything he could to keep the cat away. To a preacher and told him to stay, but the cat came away.
Yeah, I can hear the words that now.
Very next day the cat come back.
It wasn't going on, but the cat came back because he couldn't stay away.
Yeah.
That's a whole different thing.
That's a different one. Yeah.
Harrison does want to know too.
I think so. I don't know. I probably refused.
I'll tell you what. My dad used to sing a song. He used to sing a song, The Miller Got Drowned in the Pond. Well, after, you know, I didn't think nothing about it back in them days. After I got to getting around the kids, you know, well, worked at Morris Boys Festival and here and there, I got to asking if they had you heard a song, The Miller Got Drowned in the Pond. I come up on one from New York, yes sir, he said, I've got that in my book. He sung it for me. There wasn't a word in there like the old song was. You know, someone got the name and got them some verse, made them a bunch of verses and this, that, and the other. And there's nothing like it, not even the tune.
Isn't it a shame, though, that anyone didn't learn all these old songs that our family knew? Because my grandfather
see, one verse in there, the miller got drowned in the pond and the weevil got tangled in the yard. And the devil run away with the little tailor boy and a broadcloth under his arm. He just go ahead singing that song.
How did the tune to it go?
Yeah. Huh?
How did the tune to it go?
I can't remember that, how the tune, but I remember him singing the words to it. Something. He didn't have a verse of the miller got drowned in the pond. He'd got the title, but he'd made his own verses.
I think Glenn ought to quit smoking and let his lungs get going and start playing the guitar again.
You boys up on that as sure as the world.
Let's put it on there.
We'll
have to try it.
Wait,
I get in
town. Did you learn this from old man Lee?
Hmm. Brooks Hardway. There's a little story behind this, and I just don't never let it out. But Wilson, 15 years ago or something like that, I want you to learn this old Mother Flanagan, and I'm telling you the truth. Wilson just absolutely couldn't put enough of it together to interest me. Brooks played it, and I picked it up from Brooks. Wilson plays now much better than he did 15 years ago. He got a lot of different stuff to what he had 15 years ago. Thank you.
battery's about to run out, and I'm trying to look at you.
And I had my eyes shut.
I thought you were just enjoying yourself.
Well, you want to shut it down?
That was a good one, Daniel. I've
had about just about all I can take. These shoulders have had it. I'm not kidding you. If we've got enough for a tape.
You don't use your shoulders to sing now.
Oh, yes, I do. You ain't seen me.
Would you just...
No.
Without the tape running, just sing us the... The hills of Mexico.
No. I can't do it.
Do it. Please.
I can't do it.
Please.
I cannot do that. Don't aim to.
Just grunt.
They'll never speak to you.
Get the gun, Helen. I can't do it. I don't have
enough. You remember any words?
I don't have enough.
Just tell us the words.
What?
That hills of Mexico that you're talking about.
Trail to Mexico.
Trail to Mexico. Oh, sit down there and tell us the words.
That didn't sound familiar. Yeah, used to me and him and sing a little bit, and we'd sing those songs, but now you know.
She told him
please, Clem.